What about the trials right now that are looking at erlotinib in mm-hmm. these enriched populations, either non-smokers, mm-hmm. I guess oligosmokers or a mutation? Where are we with that? And do you think that the 0023 data in any way might impact those trials?
So most of those trials are still in metastatic disease. I don't think the 0023 is going to have a big impact there because that was more of
sure.
a maintenance.
I was thinking more of the adjuvant studies.
Yeah. There are ongoing adjuvant trials with the drugs, too, focusing on an enriched patient population. So again, moving away from the 0023 unenriched population. They're not really looking at the never smoker question directly, other than those are patients potentially more likely to either harbor mutations or have overexpression of EGFR. As far as looking at the enriched patient population studies, there was an oral presentation yesterday by Alicia Sequest where they had taken patients who had documented mutations in the EGFR and gave them upfront erlotinib and had a response rate in the, I think, 50%+ range, which was quite good. It was a small study, only about 30 patients, so it's hard to draw any significant conclusions from that other than with enrichment they were able to get a high response rate. We know that in trials from Asia, particularly trials of never smokers from Asia and predominantly women, that the response rates first line with gefitinib or erlotinib are quite high. They can be in the 60% ranges, even higher in some of those.
Anything new that's developed over the last year in terms of the mechanisms of why you see more responses in these patients?
I think a lot of it has to do with the mutations and knowing that those are the patients more likely to harbor the mutation, particularly the deletion 19 mutations, the ones that really confer a very high rate of response.
Anything new in terms of why the mutation is associated? I mean, in the beginning, we heard this thing about somehow the way the TKI fits in there. Is anything more definitive that's come out?
Not that I've seen clearly. We know that patients who develop cancers in that situation, their tumors are really driven by the mutation, that they're sort of the oncogene-dependent tumors. And that's why when we're able to block that oncogene, they can really do quite well for a period of time. There's a lot that has come out on why those patients eventually fail the suppression, the T790M mutation. Again, that was something that people have been talking about a lot this year and have shown pretty clearly that you've got patients who, with the deletion 19, they get the T790, they lose their response to the EGFR inhibition. And so that story is pretty interesting, as well as a little bit of work with MET, kind of in that story as well, and then ideas of how to potentially overcome the resistance then.